Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're glad that you're here with us. If you're on 95 or the Turnpike, we hope you're driving carefully and listening and enjoying. If you're home, we hope you had a great day. We are, of course, on 95.9 FM, True Oldies, Florida, but we're also on 106.9 FM on the Treasure Coast. And for those of you on Long Island, we hope you had a great day. Of course, we're on tape, 103.9 Long Island's talk radio station. You know, senior living is really changing. And your vision or your mom's vision of a nursing home, they ain't like those visions. The nursing home isn't your mother's nursing home anymore. It just is not the same. There are so many different options available to you, options that you can consider and choices that sometimes can be confusing. My guest tonight, Robin Gliboff, who's the executive director of a new building about to open pretty soon in Lake Worth, Florida, is here to explain a whole host of the things that you should consider, what questions you should be asking, what you should be looking at before you decide where you want to go, the difference in senior living options and how you can plan not just for now but for the future. And I'm going to tell you a whole lot more about Robin in just a minute. But first, a couple of announcements. I am speaking tomorrow at Ibis Country Club. I'm going to be talking about the difference between Alzheimer's and normal aging. If you're not sure which one you're struggling with, tomorrow would be a good time to come to Ibis. And even if you don't live there, you can come. Nadine Moody, who is the head of their health and wellness center, has agreed to open it up to the public. And you can call her at 561-625-8500. Her extension is 2360. It includes lunch and me. And it's $30 a person, and it's a Mediterranean French lunch tomorrow. The good news is not only can you come tomorrow, but you can come next Tuesday when Dr. David Watson from Alzheimer's Research and Treatment Center will be speaking. So it's a fabulous opportunity for you to learn more about Alzheimer's and dementia and normal aging and what the differences are and whether or not you might or might not be struggling with that. Also, I've mentioned it a few weeks in a row, but I want to mention it one more time. Alpert Jewish Family and Children's Service is hosting an Aging Mastery program. It's a 10-week series. It's already begun, but it doesn't mean you can't get in. Just call Alpert Jewish Family or the JCC in Boynton Beach, and they have a 10-week program. I think you'll find that really, really beneficial if you have some interest. I'm also going to be speaking tomorrow night at Devonshire, and it's interesting because my guest tonight, who is the executive director of this new building, was also the executive director at one time for Devonshire, but I'm speaking tomorrow with a fun presentation, not about Alzheimer's and dementia, but about how getting older can be just a little bit different than we anticipated it to be. That trip down the intracoastal with the wind through our hair and a glass of red wine in our hand doesn't always turn out the way we think it is going to. But now you really came and tuned in to listen to my guest, and so let me tell you more about Robin Gliboff, who has her Master's of Social Work from Virginia Commonwealth University. She has been in senior living for years and years, at least 15 years. She is the executive director of this brand new community, which will have 79 assisted living apartments and 55 memory care suites that will be managed by a company called Leisure Care. We'll talk a little bit about that. It's going to be in Lake Worth. It's called the Landing of Lake Worth, and she, as I said, will be the executive director. Prior to that, she was at Devonshire, I always get that confused, at PGA National, where she was vice president and executive director there as well, and she brought them through some of their challenging times. That is a CCRC, a continuing care retirement community, and we're going to talk about the differences between independent assisted memory care and a CCRC throughout the course of the show. This is really interesting if you're thinking that you yourself may be ready to move into a senior living arrangement, or if you think mom or dad might be. And so we have a whole host to talk about. So, Robin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited.
Love the topics that you're going to be talking about, yeah, both tomorrow and the future.
Yeah, we're very excited. We have a lot of good things going on. I spoke last week to the town of Wellington. That's a place that you should probably speak, mm-hmm, but we'll talk about that. Anyway, I don't usually start in this place, but your new building's getting close to completion. So why don't we talk about the landing? Tell us about the landing.
I'd love to. Thank you.
We don't know that much
about it. So we're very excited to be opening up. We're in West Lake Worth, which is a really wonderful area to be in, since there hasn't been many opportunities for good services and programs out that way. The company is Leisure Care. Been in business for 40 years, a lot in the West Coast and Midwest, and really new to the Florida area, so the name isn't well known out here. We've got one sister community up in Ocala, Florida, which, if people know, it's a little bit northwest of Orlando. But really the first time we're here in the Southeast, so for us, it's really important that, aside from the name recognition, Scott, there's a good understanding of the caring and the expertise that we bring to the services and programs that we offer. You and I had talked the other day, and we're going to be building a stunning, beautiful building with all the bells and whistles. So from a bricks and mortar standpoint, I don't think you could ask for more. It's going to be there. What we're really looking to build on, which I think is an area for opportunity for a lot of programs and communities that deal with senior housing and healthcare, is that we need to be doing a much better job in our services and programs that we offer.
Sure, there's no question about it.
I feel really good about what we're going to be doing and offering, and have a really strong commitment, particularly after being in the industry for so many years. We get to know who's good, who maybe has some opportunities out there. And we know overall, in the area of aging, we just have a lot more strides we need to make in terms of getting better.
Right.
And I think we're able to make those steps with this community. And so for that, I'm excited about it.
So we, you know, you and I have talked about this before. The bricks and mortar are important. It really is. We want to look new and modern, mm-hmm, but really you can have the most beautiful bricks and mortar in the universe, but there are so many more things that go into effective senior living. And over the course of the show, we're going to talk more about that. But tell us, when are you opening, and how many rooms are you going to have, and give us some details, and tell everybody. I know you said you said West Lake Worth, but tell, mm-hmm, us exactly where it's going to be.
So the landing of Lake Worth is located on 441 between Lake Worth Boulevard and Lantana Road. So as you're heading south, it will be on the left-hand side of the road. A great location. What we're finding is that, particularly for families that have loved ones that need assisted living or memory care, most of them are much farther away. And we all know the importance of being able to stop by and see mom and dad and check in how things are going, not just for your loved one, but for your own comfort and managing your own stress. So dealing with an aging parent is really important. So we're getting a lot of phone calls and people stopping by to our sales office, which is located on Lake Worth Road in the Nexus building, to find out more about us.
Right.
And as we talked about, we've got the bricks and mortar, but it's the heart and soul that goes,
right,
into it.
Right.
So we'll be offering 79 assisted living, from studios to really beautiful 2 bedrooms, 2 baths, as well as 55 memory care, which will all be private suites. We have some that are companion suites with a shared bathroom for showers, but you still have your own sink, and then primary studios as well on memory care.
That's great.
From the bricks and mortar standpoint, what it does is to really break down the myths of what does a quote a nursing home look like.
Right.
Because that's the language that we hear.
You know, I talk about it in my book, and I talk about my mother-in-law, mm-hmm, and that I believe she'd still be alive today had she moved into a community where she got to be able to take advantage of the socialization, yes. If her diet had been better, if mm-hmm. she had been exercising more, if she'd been doing. We're going to talk about the programs mm-hmm. that are important to all of that as the show unfolds. I think you touched on a thing that's really, really important to me. There is the sense amongst the very senior population that nursing home is a home. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, my mother-in-law, we couldn't get the words out of our mouths mm-hmm. before she would yell at us, "I'm not going to a home," because her in-laws, in that case, went to a home, the kind of home that we all think about, for those of you on Long Island. It was in Long Beach, in case you're interested. But anyway, the point is senior living is changing dramatically from that across the wide spectrum. So what is Absolutely. Happening in senior living that is changing the vision to what is today's reality? What is happening in senior living as a generalization?
So I think we're moving away from what many of us would call the medical model. So, and by that I mean someone comes in, and speaking of your mother-in-law, most people don't want to leave their home when they Right. age. Most what people want to live in their home, and that's where they want to die as well. So it's a small segment of the aging population we know that will move into our communities. But we also know, to your point, that the reasons why you should move are the ones that you bring up. People get increasingly isolated. It gets harder and harder to get around and do the things you normally would do. Maybe you were driving and you no longer can't, so you're not even getting out to go to the bank or the grocery store. Maybe you've had a fall, and just the fear of falling in and of itself prevents people from moving around, because they're so worried the next fall is going to occur. So what we see from a lot of people is a very isolated lifestyle, which we know is not good for any of us. We all need engagement. We all need to have purpose and meaning in our life.
And it's exacerbated here in Florida more than it is in other parts of the country, because so many families are dispersed in Florida or across mm-hmm. the country. People came down here to retire, but their kids didn't follow them necessarily, or the kids are here, and we only see mom or dad pretty much at their best. We mm-hmm. only see them during the holidays, everybody's smiling, there's 20 people around, and so everybody gets 15 minutes and nothing's wrong, except that's actually when it is wrong, because they start to get, to your point, they get increasingly isolated. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the old joke, I haven't eaten in 5 days. Why not? So I didn't want to be away from the phone in case you should call. Mm-hmm. That's an old joke. But the truth is, as we age, our friends are beginning to mm-hmm. move on or pass on.
Yes.
We are not as mobile. We can't drive. We mm-hmm. don't see. We have macular degeneration. We have whatever it is that we have.
Right.
So communities change that dynamic, right? And they change that dynamic because they bring what to the table?
Well, I think we bring a whole lot of life. And when you asked before, what are the changes that have occurred? We went from looking at our parents and grandparents strictly from a medical point of view. So did they have diabetes? How was their blood pressure? But what we forgot to do in these communities that we were building was to remember the whole person. So what the senior industry has done overall is to do a much better job seeing people and looking at them as the multidimensional people that they are, and making sure that the services and programs that are there address all that. So we know people benefit and do well with social interaction. We know that the old model of you don't use it, you'll lose it,
right,
whether it's your muscle or your mind, really does happen.
Right.
And so whether it's a walk, whether it's learning a new language, whether it's playing a card game, so many things that you can do to help maintain what you do have is good to offer. From good nutrition to getting out and about when you might not be able to do it on your own. And the one thing that I know I'll keep coming back to, and I think is really critical, it is sometimes forgotten that every one of us, no matter what age we are, needs to have purpose and meaning.
No question about it.
And when we put that aside and don't do something in our communities that addresses that purpose and meaning, I think people fail.
Yeah, you know, we talk about that regularly. You know, I couldn't agree with you more about that. And that purpose can take so many different directions.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be my interpretation of what purpose is, mm-hmm. or what your interpretation mm-hmm. of what purpose is, but volunteerism for, you know,
absolutely.
I mean, even fairly stationary people can volunteer. Mm-hmm. They can do things on the phone. They can go to the – there are so many things that people can do. Purpose is just it really is so critical. So you're going to have 79 assisted living, you're going to have 55 memory, and you're opening in hopefully in April.
We hope we're opening mid-April. That's our plan and we're sticking with it, and so we're going to be there, and certainly we'll welcome people coming by and saying hello, meeting the great staff that we have. We've hired some remarkable people,
and yes you have. We're going to talk more about the building in specific, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the difference between independent, assisted, and memory care. We're going to begin to talk about CCRCs, continuing care retirement communities, because while, again, this is not your mother's nursing home, the truth of the matter is not all communities are right for all people, and it's very important that you know what you should be thinking about before you decide what is the best type of community for you to go to. There's so much to consider. There's not only the physical plant that you're going to be moving into, which of course is critically important, but who else is going to be there, the type of people, the type of programming. All of these things are important. And then what happens if I need a little more services as I begin to age? Because frankly, it doesn't get any easier, as most of us listening to this show know. So if you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg, and oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. I am here tonight with Robin Gliboff. She is the executive director of a new building about to open called The Landing of Lake Worth. It is an exciting new community in a part of the town that, listening to the show, that doesn't have a lot of buildings, so it's kind of the first of its kind out in that neck of the woods, and we're excited that she is here, we're excited that they are here, and we're really excited that you're here. If you have questions for my guest or for me, call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by 6 family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact health care challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us tonight. If you're still on 95 making the way home from work, please be careful. If you're on the turnpike, the same applies to you. But if you've already got home, we're glad that you're with us. We're talking tonight about senior living. I'm here with Robin Gliboff, who is the executive director of a new building that's opening in Palm Beach County. It's in Lake Worth. It's called the Landings at Lake Worth. It's a fascinating community. It's a beautiful community, and it's in a terrific location. But not everybody is always sure if moving from my home, where I don't really want to leave, is the option for me. And then even if I'm considering it, even if the kids are saying you can't be by yourself anymore, even if your neighbors and friends have all gone their own way, even there, sometimes just not knowing what to look for and what the differences are can really be difficult. Well, as I said, Robin Gliboff is here. She's the executive director at The Landing, and we are talking about now the difference between independent living, assisted living, memory care, and then we can touch briefly on a CCRC as a model that encompasses all of them. But what is the difference? And along the lines of not just what are the differences, what would make somebody opt to go one place or another? Not the choice between one assisted living and another, but the difference between independent, assisted, and memory.
You know, it is a great question and a difficult one to answer. So let me speak about it in a couple of different ways if I can. The first place I come from is what I said earlier, that people prefer to stay home. And then you combine it with the myths that are out there about what a nursing home, quote, looks like, that we don't call them nursing homes anymore, which is a start anyway. And then you have people, I use my mom as an example, who's one of my personal heroes, and at 86, recently moved down here, lives alone, drives a car, is a volunteer, and recently had an illness that really affected her ability to walk.
Yeah.
And it was the type of situation, Scott, where it really could have gone one or two ways. She was really motivated to get back and to regain her strength and to regain her life. But we all know, depending on who you are and what you're dealing with, that may happen and that may not. And when navigating your own home becomes a challenge because you're isolated, because you're feeling sad and unhappy, because you're not interacting with people, because your friends have moved or passed away, whatever the myriad of reasons, you need more support just getting up in the morning and getting dressed. There's so many reasons like that to begin to consider, is now the time I need to think about making a move? And when we start talking about independent living, which I happen to love, and again, I do believe there's something for everyone, and it's not a one-size-fit-all.
Right.
And if you go any place that tries to convince you that it's a one-size-fit-all, then I would say you need to leave because they're not doing a good job at looking at you or your loved one as an individual.
Right.
They must do that. Independent, I always say. So independent living. You might be moving into a beautiful apartment that's the same size from the one that you came from. And that will have restaurants, that will have a swimming pool, that will have hundreds of clubs that we see out in the greater community at some of the country clubs and over 55 communities. What's different is that I think the ability to navigate is a little bit easier, so that if you're not driving, they have transportation. If you're tired of cooking, and please, I would be gladly give that up, you have restaurants to go to and a choice of foods. And I think some people also think, once I move in, I can't go. It's not a prison. There are many people who move into independent living because taking care of their home, the upkeep, the maintenance, the yard, the pool becomes too much. They're very, very active. They still like to play tennis or golf. And this becomes a very manageable way to continue living the life that they want with less responsibility to things that they might not find as important anymore.
You know, it's funny that you were telling your personal story with your mom, because my personal story with my mother-in-law is precisely the opposite. Plus or minus 86. I think she might have been 88 at the time. But she had become increasingly isolated, as you described. She was in her apartment, which wasn't an unbelievably big apartment. It was a very nice apartment. But all of her friends had either moved or passed away. You know, I joked that she had a 10-year-old car with 5,000 miles with matching bump, matching dents on all four bumpers. All right, but she was frustrated, alone, lonely, depressed, undoubtedly. She was still going to some senior center events, but fewer and fewer because it was more difficult for her to get there. And she then also, just like your mom, she got sick, not really sick, she fell, she broke her hip, and she never left the hospital. And she never left the hospital because while your mom was extremely motivated, my mother-in-law was done. All right. And I do think that you've touched on, which is not, which we talked about before, which was meaning and purpose. What's really, really important is that when you go to these communities, it's like moving into that original 55 community. You'll come in at the same age. There's a whole host of people who are waiting for you to come back from the hospital, waiting for you to come back from the doctor, waiting for you to go out for dinner, waiting for you to go to happy hour, because we all know happy hour is pretty important.
Absolutely. They get a pretty big crowd.
Right, they really do. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're talking about senior living options with Robin Gliboff, who is the executive director of The Landing of Lake Worth. You may not know about The Landing of Lake Worth because it's not open yet, but it is opening soon, and it's going to be a wonderful new community. We will talk again about that later in the show. When we come back, we're going to talk about moving away from the medical model, talk about what assisted living and memory care looks like, because I think that that's really important, and then talk about how you decide what is the best option for you. I also will hopefully talk about some dietary issues, both by design, the quality of food versus institutionalized food, because we have the reality of what senior living is like and your vision of senior living, and they should not be the same. Well, actually, they should be the same, but they're not currently the same. Anyway, if you have questions for Robin or for myself, good news, you can call us. 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Here tonight with Robin Gliboff from the Landings of Lake Worth. This is a new building, not yet open, but will be opening soon. It's an assisted living community and a memory care community. And we're going to be talking in this segment more about when is assisted living appropriate? What is the difference between assisted living and independent? And when and why you should consider that. So why don't we just jump in?
Sounds great. So when we were speaking just before, we were talking about independent living and how maybe taking care of the home and all those responsibilities. People at that point are really deciding the benefits and comparing it to keeping and maintaining their home versus the benefits of living with a community where they don't have to worry about things. All their amenities are there and all these great activities. So that's one segment that's out there and available for people. The next is assisted living. Assisted living is, I think, a really important niche service that's out there for those people who we've talked about a little bit before. The world's getting smaller. Their ability to drive is becoming maybe not a possibility at all. Thank you, more restrictive. May have vision problems, hearing problems, difficulty walking, whatever it may be, but it's the person that their world is getting smaller and smaller and that they're finding they need a little bit more assistance with getting up in the morning, getting clothes on, maybe a reminder about their medication.
Yeah, medication management's a critical.
Oh, my goodness.
We have people taking too many drugs at the wrong time under the wrong spirit.
Absolutely, and we know the negative repercussions of that. So there's a lot of reason. It's usually when the children come to visit, the adult children like you and me who come visit during the holidays, and they go, mom's not as good as I thought, or I'm a little worried about going home at the end of the season because I'm not so sure how she's going to get around. I've been taking her every place. That's the type of person that can really thrive in assisted living, because what is offered there is so many opportunities to have that purposeful engagement, have activities, still have a good dining program, socialization, interacting, getting the care and support of people who are really going to get to know who you are as a person and your preferences and your likes and dislikes, as well as who you were in your younger years.
Right.
And they're going to be there so that what happens for someone moving into assisted living, whether it's complications, taking medications or not, is that as opposed to the world getting smaller, it starts to open up again.
Precisely.
It's a much more manageable place to navigate around, so that someone who wasn't thriving in their own home, because being home and having their independence and being in their own apartment was so important to them. And I'm no way disrespectful about that decision. But we do know for certain people, having all the support that they need and knowing that right now I just need assistance with my medication. But maybe in a month, maybe it's next year, I'm going to need a little bit more help because my balance isn't doing so well and I've taken physical therapy and I don't know if it's going to get much better. Or they have a progressive illness. Whatever it may be, In assisted living, there's an opportunity to give more services if you need it, and also be able to bring it back down if you don't.
I think there's a tremendous misunderstanding about assisted living, and that really is where people believe it mirrors nursing home. And it is precisely, you are not trapped in your room.
No.
It's not dormitory style in any way, shape, or form. It's private apartments, mm-hmm. where you come and go still as you did prior to moving into assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
What you have is access to more help when you need it, but you also have access to more people.
Yes.
You have access to so many things, mm-hmm. that add that value and purpose that we talked about before. And it's really important. Assisted living is not the same as memory care, and you're going to have a memory care community there, and there are a lot of memory care communities. It's obviously an oncoming tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
I talk more about Alzheimer's disease than I do about almost anything else.
I bet.
But not all memory care units are cut from the same cloth. So what is critical to look for if you think, even if your community is not an opportunity, mm-hmm. what should people look for in a memory care community that's really important for people struggling with dementia?
So there's a couple of quick, easy ones that in some ways speak to the stereotypes of what we have out there in a nursing home. So a family wants to walk into that community, whether it's announced or even better, unannounced, that they're there, and they want to look, they want to see if they see people living there that are actively engaged in activities. They want to smell to see what it's like there. And you're really looking to see that there's interaction around you. You don't want to see, and this is where the stereotype plays a part, Scott, but it's also, sadly, a bit of our reality that still exists when we're not doing the job well enough, is that if you're finding that you're seeing residents in wheelchairs pulled up by the nurse's station that are slumped over, not responding, it's not the right place.
Right.
And what we know about dementia that I'm sure you've covered, that the reason people are slumped over and not responding generally is because they're scared. And nobody's talking to them and nobody's interacting with them. And that facility might think it's the best way for this nurse to look after 8 people. But for those 8 precious people that are sitting there with nobody who knows their name, who knows who they are, it's a horrible situation.
It really is. There's no doubt about that. If you've just tuned in, I'm here tonight with Robin Gliboff, who, in addition to being the executive director of a new community, the Landing of Lake Worth, she's an expert in senior living, having years and years of experience in senior living. And I think she does understand, if you're considering senior living options, the kinds of things that you should be looking for in the communities that you are looking at, hers or another, and the things that are important. When we come back, we're going to talk about diet, we're going to talk about food, we're going to talk about programming and socialization, because even that is changing. We're not just playing bingo anymore,
mm-hmm.
right? We are playing bingo if you want to play bingo, but it needs to go further if you understand who the people are that are in your building. So we're going to talk about all of that. If you're just tuning in, of course, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are here every Monday night live from 6 to 7. We rebroadcast on Long Island, 103.9 Long Island's talk radio station. And we rebroadcast again on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on these same two stations, 95.9 and 106.9. We're here every week. We're glad that you are. If you're new, please come back. But if you have questions, because we still have time for my guest, you can reach us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above. above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're just tuning in, you're missing a great show. You should tune in earlier. Next week, don't be late. I'm here with Robin Gliboff. Robin is an expert in senior living, the differences between independent assisted memory care and continuing care retirement communities. We have so much more to talk about. If you're listening on 95.9 or 106.9 FM, welcome. If you're listening on Long Island, 103.9 Long Island's Talk Radio, we're glad that you're with us. And if it's Sunday morning and you're listening to us, we hope the day ahead is terrific. Anyway, Robin, we were talking about memory care, and I know there's a few more things that you wanted to make sure that we talked about, the difference in what to look for in one memory care community from a different room, another memory care community. So run with it.
Thank you. You know, we talked briefly about what you don't want to see, but it's really important that what you do see is staff from the first person you meet, whether it is with sales, whether it's the woman or man at the front desk, whether it's somebody, if there's a security gate who welcomes you in. You want to see people that are friendly. And most importantly, throughout the process, you want to make sure that you are meeting with people who are genuinely interested in who your mom or dad is as a person.
Right.
We talk a lot at the Landing with Leisure Care about the life story. And I know there are a lot of communities out there that talk about it too, but I don't think everyone does it. And I think what makes us different is that from the very beginning, when we're just starting to get to know your family member's loved one, or you yourself if you're coming in, what you liked, what you didn't like, whether it's what to eat, what your hobbies were, who was your first girlfriend, where you grew up, all kinds of things that are important to you, as well as things that you don't like, we want to get to know. And then our expectation is that every single staff person who is going to interact with your family member is going to really know who your person that person is. The reason it's so important, particularly in memory care, but it's important anywhere you go, independent living or assisted living. In memory care, we want to make sure we tailor our program to who this person is.
It is so important. And it has to be coupled, not just, a lot of people think social history is what did you do for a living and where did you live? All right. How many kids did you have and what's your name? But it is so much more done properly. And the other part is a day in the life. It's like, how do you live your life? You want to be able to be sure, I think you would agree, that when somebody moves into a community, they don't want to be bound by rigid rules and procedure that prevents them from being who they are. I joke all the time. I have Cheerios and a banana virtually every morning for breakfast. It drives my wife, who's sitting right here, for those who are listening, it drives her crazy. You had that yesterday. I said, yep, and I'm going to have it today, and I'm probably going to have it tomorrow. And that's critical.
Yes,
right?
Because guess what would happen? If you were having difficulties with your memory and weren't able to communicate as well at the breakfast table where you were sitting with the caregiver who came over to you with a plate of eggs, how do you think you would react?
I would have a rough day.
Absolutely. And it's important for our caregivers and all of us to understand that behavior is communication. And if we really knew who you were, we would never bring you a plate of eggs. We'd bring you those Cheerios and banana. And that's what's critical, and that's the difference.
Right.
We need to make sure we're meeting you where you are every day and each moment of the day, knowing that it's going to change. We need to look at you at what you can still do, not what you can't do. And we know dealing with families, I mean, Alzheimer's and the related dementias, it's just devastating.
Right.
It's a devastating illness.
We talk about it all the time. People aren't dying of Alzheimer's. They're living with Alzheimer's.
Yes.
So it's really important that regardless of whether you are early stage and still appropriate for assisted living or even maybe still independent living at some level, if it's mild cognitive impairment, or if you're net ready for a memory care unit, or even if you're home, it's important to understand that people are still people. They still have a life. It's
Absolutely.
Really important. And so important to that is also the staff buying into that, because it's one thing for us here to sit here at the 30,000 foot level and communicate, but the staff. And so I know I encourage, we talked about, and I know that you're going to do this because I know a lot of your staff. I know that you're going to insist in your community, and others should insist if they're looking at ultimate communities, that the staff is really so terribly important.
Yes,
isn't it?
Right? And the training is there, because here's what happens sometimes. We have staff that we hire that have the very best intentions, but they've been trained the same way as everybody else with the medical model, where I have to get the showers done at 8 o'clock a.m., and so it doesn't matter if you want your shower at 10 a.m., you're not going to get it. So it's our responsibility to make sure we say, if Robin doesn't want her shower till 10 a.m., you don't give it to her, and it doesn't. You don't have a quota to meet.
Right.
And it's important to us that you know who she is, and we're going to give you the tools to be able to have meaningful conversations, to have the tools to be able to interact in a positive way.
It's really important.
I want to go back, just if I may, to one thing that I said a few minutes ago. We know the devastation of this disease, and as you said, people are living with it for a very long time. For family members, it's so natural. It's a grieving process, and it's a loss, because the person that we once knew and how we loved them and how they were, whether it's a mother, father, sister, or brother, they've changed.
Right.
And so families see it in terms of a lot of loss.
Right.
What I said earlier, that's important for us as we provide the loving care and as we train our staff, is that we have a responsibility and an obligation to see what people still can do.
We believe 100% we have to focus on that which is preserved, not that which is
exactly.
lost. If we focus on what is preserved, we can improve the quality of their life and have them live the best life possible. If you just tuned in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Robin Gliboff. If you missed the show, you should be sorry that you missed the show because it's been so interesting. Robin is a true expert in senior living. She's also the executive director of a new community about to open in Lake Worth called the Landings of Lake Worth. And it's going to open probably in mid-April. It's going to have assisted living and memory care unit. But we've been talking about memory care in general. We've been talking about senior living in general. But if you missed the show, you're sorry you did. I have good news. You can pick it up tomorrow because we'll podcast it. We podcast on OMG I'm Getting and Up We Will Pop. I'll also put it up on my website, www.palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfortcare, ComfortCare. Don't put a T in there as hard as you want to. If you do, you won't reach us. Palmbeach.comfortcare.com. We're on TuneIn Radio, which all you have to do is set your reminder. It's an app. Of course, it's an app. There's an app for everything. There's an app on any platform. TuneIn Radio, just set it for WSVU or 960 AM, and we pop up. Of course, we broadcast simulcast on www.trueoldiesfla.com. Everywhere you are, we are. And I just found out tonight, we're even on Alexa. Alexa, tune in to True Oldies FLA and Up We Will Pop. So you have no excuse not to listen to us anymore. Next week, we're going to be, because it is the holiday, we're going to be repeating a show. Gwen Smith is going to be my guest. Gwen is the daughter of Alan Smith. It's a very famous guardianship case, and it is the tale of how you could end up in guardianship even when there is so much in place to prevent that from happening. It was a powerful, moving, and eye-opening show, and I want you to listen next week. In 2 weeks, Dr. Sarab Sanon will be here. He is an interventional cardiologist, Palm Beach Gardens Medical Center. It's Heart Month. We want you to take care of your heart, and he wants you to take care of your heart. And he has just done the first ever in this area surgery, which we're going to talk more about. I'm very excited to have him here. I have not met him before, but I am looking forward to doing so. But in the meantime, in the few minutes I have left, I have Robin Gliboff here. Robin is, as I said, the executive director of the Landings of Lake Worth. We haven't all night, and my bad, I apologize, told anybody how they couldn't reach you and your team, and we should. So how do people reach you and your team?
Thank you. So, as I said, our offices are located at 8401 Lake Worth Boulevard, Suite 214. But please, please, please give us a call at 561-433-6002. Let me say that again.
Do that
again.
One more time. Do it two more times.
I think I need to. 561-433-6002.
Right.
We'd love to hear from you, answer questions, and we're not for everyone, and we just want to support you.
Well, I know many of your team, and I've seen the community, and it's going to be terrific.
It's pretty awesome.
And I know the team is going to be great. I can't wish you more than all the best when
Thank
the building
you.
Opens. I'm sure it will be great. We have a lot that we didn't get to that we wanted to talk to, but we still have a minute or two left. So amongst the things that we wanted to talk about that we didn't, what's most important and that you wish we had gotten to that we didn't? Does anything come to mind? Because I have a few.
Well, my gosh, we have so many things that we could just go into deeper detail. But this is what I would say overall. Please, please, please get out and see what's out there in your community. Go visit places. Talk to the members of the team in each community. Get to know them. And here's something that I think is really important. We all know this, but I'll say it anyway. It's best to do your research and make plans when you're not in an emergency situation. You can think clearer. All the emotion that might be going on doesn't get in the way. So even if it isn't something that you need right now, but maybe a consideration down the road, do your research now. so that when the time comes, if the time comes, you'll know what the best decision will be for you.
That is critical advice. I think more often than not, we make decisions in crisis.
Yes.
And decisions made in crisis are rarely the decision we would make were we not in crisis. Had we given it more thought, had we been better prepared. You know, the old Sims ads about being an informed consumer or whatever
that was.
It really is kind of, that's what we're talking with. And that is so important. I think the other thing that's important, which we didn't really talk to and we didn't really talk about even in preparation for this, is that we have to get our senior population to understand that that is not the end of their lives going into a senior community. It is precisely the opposite. It is the beginning of the restoration of their independence, not the loss of that independence when they go to a community like yours and others like yours. And I think that's really, really critical. We only have about 30, 45 seconds. The food's going to be great, right?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. You know, okay, we have 30 seconds. What's the most important thing to everybody?
Food.
So we have an awesome dining team we're working with. So because food should look the same whether you're in a restaurant or if you're in assisted living or memory care. Tablecloths and everything.
And you're going to be able to adapt to people's particular needs because as you were so clear with me, and I had not thought about it, our sense of smell and taste changes, portion size changes, everything about as we age changes when it comes to dining. And so it's really important that the communities that you're looking at, yours in particular, but others, really focus on dining. Yeah. It is where we begin the socialization process.
And we have all-day dining. We have all-day dining, all-day breakfast, and then a lunch and dinner special every day.
Well, that's terrific. I can't thank you enough for being here tonight. It's been a
pleasure.
It really has. You're very, very informative. You really know your stuff, and I'm very, very appreciative that you took the time to be here. And I can't wish you more than the best of luck in the new building.
I appreciate it.
For those of you who are just tuning in or who are regulars, this is Scott Greenberg. I've been here tonight with Robin Gliboff. Robin is the executive director of The Landing of Lake Worth. The Landing is a new building, a new community that's going to open in mid-April, hopefully, with everything there. But we're looking forward to that. It's assisted living and assisted living and memory. We've been talking about senior living options. Senior living is becoming more and more important. All you have to do is drive around and look at all the new buildings coming up, and you know that a whole bunch of people are going to be moving into them soon. So I'm glad that Robin was here. Next week, because it's the holiday, we're going to replay a great show, a terrific show. This is Scott Greenberg. I'm here live every Monday night at 6 o'clock. I hope that you'll come back. If you're a regular, thanks for being here. Until next week, oh my God, I'm getting older, and so is my mom. Scott Greenberg, we'll see you then. Have a good night.